The next municipal elections, questions around service delivery are once again taking center stage. Now, across the country, communities continue to grapple with water shortages, aging infrastructure, sewage spills, potholes, and unreliable basic services. While these challenges are often discussed during election campaigns, engineering experts argue that the real issue isn't a lack of technical solutions, but rather governance, accountability, and long-term planning. Water and sanitation infrastructure is designed to serve communities for decades, yet decisions affecting these critical assets are too often influenced by short-term political cycles. With billions of rands lost each year through water leaks, deteriorating infrastructure, and failing wastewater systems, many believe it's time for a different approach. To unpack this further, we are joined by Vaynard Jaya, chairperson of SICE Advocacy. Vaynard, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you very much for having us along. I'm glad to be with you.
Thank you so much for your time. Now, for our listeners who may not be following infrastructure-related issues quite closely, how would you describe South Africa's, the current state of infrastructure in South Africa's municipal sector?
It's not very good. One has to admit that the SICE does an infrastructure report card every 5 years. The last edition was 2022, and that showed a lot of underperforming municipal services like waste collection, waste disposal, water supply, wastewater treatment, even going through to health infrastructure and education infrastructure. It must be said that the Western Cape generally scores better than other provinces. So where you are, things are looking not so bad. Roads are either good or very good. At least 70% of them are. But other issues, of course, concern. I mean, Cape Town is very well aware of the pending day zero that was avoided by a hair's breadth. And those resilience and drought-resistant infrastructure, climate change effects haven't yet been factored in and taken into account. So we have challenges across the country.
Now, of course, the institution, SICE, has noted that the country doesn't necessarily just have an engineering problem. It's also a governance problem because it takes two to tango. Why is it so important that proper governance meets good engineering halfway?
It's really important that engineers or properly qualified and experienced engineering technical leadership should be in the forefront of infrastructure provision, and that applies across all spheres of government. What we find is that politicians make decisions, politicians allocate budgets, politicians cut budgets, and for example, when we are looking at projects, we're looking at a life cycle of a project. And if you look into the details of budgets, you'll see that maintenance is underfunded. And governance means that we should be in a position to understand what the requirements are and make sure that those are funded. Because if we have infrastructure that isn't maintained, it's going to degrade very fast, and once it starts to go, it has a tendency to fail exponentially to the extent that you end up with a very high cost to refurbish and replace. Where if you govern the process properly and you planned it and you considered the life cycle aspects of maintenance and proper operation over time, we would be able to bring engineering skills to bear and ensure that our infrastructure performs adequately and to the benefit of the people.
Now, how can municipalities be held accountable more efficiently for infrastructure failures without simply just shifting the blame between political leaders and officials?
Well, I think that accountability has to be taken to a level where it is real time It doesn't depend on the Auditor General coming after the event and saying, oh, you didn't do things according to the way it should have been done, and you didn't manage these things properly. It actually needs to sit in the hands of the top officials. And one of the things that we think is important, and the white paper on local government brings that to the fore, is that the term of officials, particularly the city manager and the top engineering and technical officials, the terms of these people should not be tied to political cycles. They should extend well beyond those political cycles. Those people should have long-term careers. Those that are in the municipality as junior engineering staff should be able to see a long future for them, a whole career leading up to a position which we used to have and we don't have anymore, of the city engineer. The city engineer used to be a highly respected position in all of the big cities, and to the extent that a couple of them in living memory became presidents of SICE and were very respected fellows of the institution. Mm. So we need to see those people being put into positions where they are accountable for what they've done. They would need to be in a position of authority, and so that they are able to take their responsibilities to plan, to design, to oversee construction, but also, so importantly, to maintain these assets over the life of the project, so that they are able to perform to the benefit of the people and deliver the services that are in the mandate of the municipalities.
You know, what I'm getting from this interview is that many people shouldn't divorce themselves from the importance of understanding, you know, infrastructure-related issues. You may not need to understand it as well as an engineer, but I think as a taxpayer and as a citizen of South Africa, you need to have a basic understanding of this so that you can understand why is it that my area keeps having water shortages, why is it that the pipes keep bursting, etc., so that you can hold the necessary officials accountable when you are writing your complaints letters to your ward councillor or to your municipality. Vainandraya, thank you so much for your time. Chairperson of SACE, also known as the South African Institution of Civil Engineering, speaking to us on 100.4 FM. I want to say thank you so much for your time, and we wish you and the team all of the success in the future and, of course, in advancing sustainable infrastructure across the country. The South African Institution of Civil Engineering's chairperson, Vainandraya, speaking to us on 100.4 FM. It is 5:39.